Life presents a possibility each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me.
Against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What on earth is Terry Anderson got?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. He's at it again, folks. You know who I'm talking about. The same guy I go after every week, but this week it's worse. It really is. It was in an article in the Wall Street Journal. They interviewed Mr. Bush, and with his antichrist of reform illegal immigration, he's the worst president who has ever, ever been in office on this issue. He is the antichrist to us. Absolutely. He said, I quote, "I believe that if a person, an employer, can't find somebody willing to do a job in America, they ought to be able to legally hire somebody who is not a citizen of this country, and that person ought to be treated with respect," unquote. Unbelievable. What he is talking about here, folks, is none other than illegal aliens, and he should say so, but he doesn't. But that's who he is addressing, illegal aliens and no one else. And most of the talk about jobs that Americans won't do has to do with what? Agriculture. They always bring up them damn grapes. Who's going to pick the damn grapes, the lettuce, all that kind of stuff? That's all they talk about. Well, guess what? These workers that President Bush is so pushing for this guest worker amnesty will soon not even be needed. That's right. And that is a tragedy for both them and for the people who brought them here. Too bad. Isn't that sad? Just too sad. Mr. President, I have news for you. For years, we have heard about how hiring illegal aliens is needed to pick the crops, especially in the state of California. But it has only been because these greedy growers wanted the cheap labor. Well, something new has recently been added. You know what that is? These growers are being forced to mechanize, and mechanization will eliminate the need for cheap labor and will eliminate a big part of illegal immigration, maybe. Did you hear what I'm saying? They are now being forced to mechanize. The very persons that George Bush says we need to have here are no longer going to be needed. But I bet he doesn't stop the push. I bet he doesn't stop saying that we need these people. It is unbelievable to me that this is happening, but you know what? It is long, long, long overdue. Let's take the raisin industry, for instance. Right here in the state of California, for years, the raisin farmers have said that the human hand must be used to pick the grapes. Okay? They must be laid down gently after they're hand-picked in a tray. They must be turned every so often. They must be dusted off and retrieved after they become raisins. All of these things have to be done by hand. That's what they told us. They've been telling this same lie ever since the 1950s, because even then there was a grape harvesting machine. That's right. It was created in the 1950s to mechanize the industry. But the farmer says, no, we don't need it. We don't need it. We have plenty of labor, and besides, it has to be done by hand. But guess what? All of a sudden now, it doesn't have to be done by hand anymore. It was expensive to buy this machine, folks, and the cheap labor was cheap, and they refused to make the investment because guess what? They didn't have to. There was no need to make the investment. They had this cheaper than cheap labor, and they were determined to hang on to it. Now, raisins from Chile and Turkey are cheaper than the raisins in the already saturated U.S. market. And the farmers are now being made to cut costs by converting to mechanization. And where do you think that puts the illegal alien that are here, quote, to do the jobs Americans won't do, unquote? Where will you think they will go? Will we still need this guest worker program that our president is so viciously and ruthlessly shoving down our throats? No, we won't need it. And what do you think they're going to go to? They're not going home. They're not going home, folks. They're not going to leave here. We have brought the poorest of the poor from Mexico and Central America, and guess what they have done? They have transformed the Central Valley of California into one big barrio. And now they are soon to be unemployed. They even live in towns now like Ceres and Gilroy and other places where they are calling these towns, quote, Mexican towns, unquote. Why? Because there's so many Mexicans there. The American people no longer have a town that looks like the towns of James Steinbeck when he wrote about rural California. It doesn't look like that anymore. Why? Because we brought in the third world. We brought in all these poor people to harvest these crops cheap so some farmer could get dirty rich. And now, guess what? They're going to be out of business. They're going to be unemployed because of mechanization. And they're not going home. They're going to move into some other industry and kill the wages of that industry just the way they've killed the wages in agriculture. Now, I wonder, will the president look around and see what's going on and say, you know what? I need to adjust my thinking. I need to stop doing what I'm doing and saying what I'm saying. Because I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Bush, with my tongue pressed right up in my cheek. Just what we need is more guest workers. Oh, yeah, we need them. We got to pick the crops. We got to change the beds. We've got to build the buildings. We need these people to do all this stuff because Americans won't do those jobs. That is a lie and a sack of beef manure, and you know it is. Americans will do any job. Americans were picking those crops until you ran the wages down. Americans were changing the beds in hotels, bussing tables, and doing construction work in this country until the wages were depressed by third world workers, most of who came here for the agricultural industry and then moved up to better positions. And they brought with them their jackpot babies, and they brought with them their wives, and they brought with them their culture from the third world that has now transformed my beloved California into the third world, and I'm angry about it. And that's why I almost vomited and lost my tacos the other day when I turned the station accidentally onto your coronation. I got angry, Mr. Bush, when I saw your coronation as king of this country. And it made me sick because I see what you've done to my end of the country out here on the West Coast and other parts of the country across this great nation. And nobody's saying one word about it in Congress other than 71 congressmen. But you won't say anything. Your sorry vice president won't say anything. And you stupid Republicans out here who voted this clown into office, you're sitting back now in your ivory tower saying, well, somebody's got to do something about this before it touches me. I'm already touched. I've been touched with the octopus of illegal immigration. And you sit there and say that nothing's wrong. There is something wrong. And until you fire this clown and every clown like him, he should be impeached out of office. But you won't do it because he's a Republican like you. And we must have a Republican in office. You make me sick, all of you. Oh, God, you. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where are the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and I've had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect, who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Friends, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to say is you need an appraisal before you can get a loan. And you're going to say, huh? Where do I get that? I've got it right here. Call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498. Call them for three or four different reasons. Among them are they are good friends of the Terry Anderson Show. They help us stay on the air by sponsoring us. And they're fast, friendly, and professional and will get you more money for your pocket. Why would you call anyone else? Give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call. That number is 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. 9-8. Everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. They can also hear us at CRN. That's the cable radio network. That's right, folks. CRN radio on your TV. Let me welcome all the good folks live tonight at WSRO AM 650 Boston, Massachusetts, WLTH AM 1370 Gary, Indiana, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Dawn 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, KLO 1430 AM Salt Lake City, and KGTK 920 AM Seattle, Washington. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. We have a repeat offender tonight. Chris Cannon, alleged Republican congressman of the state of Utah. This idiot said this week that immigration reform-minded members of Congress are working, quote, like crazy, unquote, with the White House to put together a broad immigration reform package to be introduced this year. When the question of rewarding illegal behavior came up, Cannon said, quote, brace yourself on this one, folks. The people who are anti-immigration, we're anti-illegal immigration, you idiot. And you can hear me in Salt Lake City. And if you can't hear me, I want one of your constituents to call and tell them that a guy on the air and on the air call you an idiot and a liar. But the liar part's coming later. Hold on. Quote, the people who are anti-immigration are few and take the simplistic view of the issue, unquote. Cannon says he only wants illegal aliens incarcerated or deported if they've done additional crimes in the U.S. Jeez. Then he turns around and talks out of the side of his neck and says, quote, I'm pro-immigration and I'm also pro-law enforcement, unquote. We are also pro-immigration, you idiot. You see, folks, Cannon said that illegal aliens should be given a ticket like that of a traffic violation, and then they could simply pay a fine and stay in this country. He said the crime, the penalty should fit the crime. Yeah, deportation fits illegal immigration, Senior Cannon. When pushing Bush's guest worker amnesty program, he made the most ludicrous statement I have ever heard. Quote, whoever is here is not going to get to the front of the line. The people who are have broken the law are not going to have an advantage to go to the front of the line over those who obey the law, unquote. Good Lord, where do I start? The line is the border to this country, Mr. Cannon. And those who have come here illegally have done just that and jumped to the front of the line. You idiot, you are a liar. And you know you are a liar. If they come here illegally and you make them legal, that means they have jumped ahead of the people who are back in the old country waiting to come here legally. Why do you do this? Why are you so anti-American and hate this country so much? It doesn't make sense. You are a liar, you are an idiot, and you are the most horriblest clown of the week again. Good Lord, let's go to our guest. Folks, we are very privileged tonight to have a gentleman I was with in Las Vegas about 2 weeks ago, Mr. James Gilchrist. He is the head of the Minuteman Project. James, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, good evening. A few orders could have delivered a more provocative or effective soliloquy, that's for sure.
I appreciate that, Jim. I really do.
I haven't heard anything like that, you know, that powerful since I used to listen to Martin Luther King speak when I was in high school, you know, as a kid, and he's that was good. You're pretty good at this, Terry.
Well,
okay, how can I help you?
Jim, I really appreciate that, but you know what it is? I have a passion for this, not talk radio. I have a passion for the law. And the law is being broken, as you know. And why these politicians cannot see it, I don't get it. Well, we know they see it, but they want it this way. But it aggravates me. You remember the word that Mark used the other night that we were there, disconnect?
Yes.
I've been using that word for years. There is a huge disconnect between you and I and those who are in power of us, the kings and queens of this country. And it irritates me that they're not listening to the 80% of Americans who want this problem fixed. All we want is one thing, and that is to have the laws already on the books enforced. Am I wrong?
You are absolutely correct, Harry.
And James, that's not happening. And what's happening now is it is causing Americans to not take the law into their own hands, but to go out and do things to show the government and to show the Border Patrol that this can be done. And that's exactly what you're doing. Tell the folks what you're doing down there in Arizona.
Fine, Terry. I'm soliciting for volunteers to come to Southeast Arizona, Cochise County in particular, where we have the highest infiltration rate over the Mexican-American border for illegal aliens. Asking people to bring their come under the colors of their state flags, will not accept any gang type symbols, any militia symbols, anything like that. No KKK, no Black Panthers, no Mexican Mafia. I'll cover them all. Bring your state flag and proudly display your state flag. We will have several hundred state flags because we've got people from various states. I picked up Louisiana today. We're now up to 238 volunteers from 37 states. And that doesn't include the several hundred from Arizona who do this anyway, who are going to join us. So our theme is send the message to Washington. Washington, this is our country too. It's not about Arizona, and it's not about Washington, D.C. It's about the United States of America.
Right.
Arizona's problem is the problem of every state in this country.
James, I was in New York once, and a reporter from Newsday asked me a stupid question. This guy's name was, I can't remember his name, but he asked me a question. He says, what right do you have to come to New York and meddle in the business of New York? I said, because New York is part of the United States. I am an American, and I will go anywhere in this damn country I please to go, and you can't tell me where I can go. And if my fellow Americans in the state of New York need me to come there and help them stand up, I will do that. And that is exactly what you are asking the people of this country to do for those folks in Arizona that are being violated.
Absolutely. It goes back to the 1776 when 13 colonies amalgamated to defend each other. We can pull this off with 50 American colonies in 2005 coming together to defend the state of Arizona. And actually, we're doing this, Terry, we want the media involved. We want law enforcement involved. We want this to be a civilized operation under the First Amendment. We want to send a message through the media and through the public to gain nationwide attention from the voters and from those who allegedly represent the voters that this is what's happening to with this illegal invasion crisis is affecting everyone in this country. And we want it stopped. We want this nation to operate as a nation of laws, not the nation operated by at the whims of a mob.
Like the Wild Wild West?
An endless stream of illegal aliens from all countries. Unfortunately, Mexico takes offense to the operation of the Minuteman Project. They feel singled out. But the facts bleed out this way. 98.2% of the illegal aliens coming across the Mexican border are from Mexico. 1.8% from other countries.
Jim, if we were on the border with Greenland, and Greenland was a third world country, guess where all the people would be from? You know, it's the it's the proximity of that border and the fact that it takes 11 to 12 pesos to make a dollar. That's why we have more of them here than anywhere else. There's nothing that we're picking on them about. It's just a fact of life.
That's correct.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's been the media response to what you're doing? I know the Mexican government doesn't like it, but what's been the media response?
Very interested in the project. And I had CNN in here filming me at my home office here Wednesday. They're doing a special, I guess, a five-part segment on the Lou Dobbs show this week. It'll be aired either tomorrow or Tuesday night.
Great.
Casey Wines is a well-known anchorman for Los Angeles area for CNN. Explained to me what that this project was unique. It was different than all others. It wasn't an armed volunteers going down with fixed bayonets and sniper rifles to go down the border to track down invaders. It was something very unique, and it had attracted a lot of media attention. I've gotten, I will have 4 radio shows this week, a television show, and probably 4 news stories in the
media. I want to see the media work you to death.
I want
you on everything you can be on with this.
I'm comfortable with it, even with the opponents, because the worst that happens is that someone says, well, you're just a racist pig, and you ought to be taken out in the street and shot, and that's their argument.
That really follows the Constitution.
Terry, I'll tell you, if I hear racism, an accusation of racism against me again, how would you like it if I use the N-word against you? How would that make you feel? How about if you were Jewish and I used a racial epithet about you being Jewish? Well, that's how me as a Caucasian male feels when somebody says, well, you're a racist.
You know, that's
I'm
wrong.
Insulted.
Absolutely.
I'm insulted.
You should,
and it's starting to make me angry.
You should be insulted. You know what, Jim? I have been, I'm a black guy. I've been called a white supremacist for my views. You know what I mean? You know, until they find out who I am. Because, see, a black man's not supposed to feel this way against another, quote, minority, unquote. So I'm not supposed to feel that way. It's not against them. It's against the law. The law is what I'm angry about. I'm not angry about anybody. I love the Mexican people. I love Mexico. It's a beautiful country. But you can't come to my country on a whim when you want to just because you want to. You got to get my permission and the permission of my government. That's only fair. When I go there, I have to have a visa. When I go to other places, I have to have a visa. You cannot just come to this country the way you want to and bring your poverty to us. It's not fair.
It is not.
Well, Jim, I want you to stay in touch with us. Can you stay through the break? Because I've got a clip I want to play after the break. And you know, folks, here's something. You know, everybody's always asking me, what can you get involved with? There's not going to be any violence down there. These people are not going down there, you know, to hurt anybody or anything. That's what the media would portray it as, but it's not. These are American people. I know this guy. I met him. He's a really nice, soft-spoken gentleman. He seems to be of my age group. I'm not going to even divulge that right now. But he's been around a while, and he's seen the things that I've seen. He's seen what's going on in this country, and he's probably as many decades angry as I am. And that's what happens when you've been an American for a while. You get pissed. You see what's going on, and you get angry. Jim, there are people who told me 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, there was something wrong with me for having this attitude. But guess what? Those very same people came around in their own time and decided that now they're angry about it. It took them a little more time than it took me. And guess what? They're on the team now.
I agree. I experienced the same situation. 5 years ago, I was called a borderline kook, quote unquote. And now those same people are calling me on the telephone, help, we've been invaded. What can I do?
And they think you are a prophet. I have been told by people that I know that you were a prophet. You were an oracle. You saw this. No, I didn't see it. I just opened my eyes a little wider, and I set the six-pack down before you did. And I still watch the football play. I watch the Pittsburgh game today. I watch the Philadelphia game today. I watch football. I do all that stuff. But I find time for my country also. You don't have to give up life to do this. All you have to do is set aside a little time for your country, as you're asking people to do down there. I got to take a break. We will be back, Jim. And before I go to break, I want to play a clip from Senor Fernando Guerra, who he will tell you of the when you hear them talk about voting and other things, they've got tricks, folks. And this was recorded. I don't know where this was recorded. We're going to find out where it's recorded. We're going to have a lady on who knows about that in a few minutes. But listen to how he says they want to trick the American people when it comes to voting and not alerting people as to what's going on with their subterfuge and their dire need to take over.
You go after the Latino vote in a competitive election, you must do so without a white backlash. So says the conventional election wisdom. Thus, the second condition, the second necessary condition for an effective Latino vote, is appealing to Latinos without threatening other groups by using codes understood by Latinos, yet not offensive to others.
You're listening to the Terry Anderson Show live from Los Angeles on News Talk 870 KRLA, heard nationwide on the Cable Radio Network and LBN Network.
KRLA News Time. 9:30. A new way to be self-sufficient. I'm Scott Green in the KRLA News Center. Mike Morris has more.
Calling themselves the South Central Farmers, these urban gardeners say more soil is important to help feed their family. Speaking through an interpreter, Alfredo Vaquero told the council, residents feel neglected.
We don't believe that you guys think of the community. We're from the city of Los Angeles, we pay taxes, and we need the right to have the clean space.
The group claims urban farming will educate their children and help keep them away from gangs. In Los Angeles, I'm Mike Morris.
KRLA Southland weather, sunshine partially with a high of 71 degrees. Currently, it's 65 in Los Angeles and 64 in Costa Mesa. KRLA News is a service of your Southern California cable companies. Make the switch that thousands of satellite customers already have back to cable. Get more local stations in high definition, including ABC and Fox, not available with satellite. Call 1-800-800-CABLE. I'm Scott Green on News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-407-0018 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-407-0018. That's 800-407-0018. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-407-0018.
Where your opinion counts. News Talk 870, KRLA.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
All right, folks, this is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. And tonight we have with us Mr. James Gilchrist. Jim, you say you've been getting a lot of response from around the country. You've got quite a few states joining on. I hate to bring this up, but I have to. What about the race factor? Is it going to be all a bunch of white rednecks there? Terry,
I'm glad you brought that up because I've been drawing statistics up. I have people in the resume. Tell me, what race are you from? What are you a legal immigrant? And what country are you from? About 93% are American European.
Okay.
That means the Caucasian.
White folks.
Yes. I have zero American Africans or American blacks.
See what we can do about that, but go ahead.
I have about seven members of American Native Indian tribes. Four or possibly five. I got a new one tonight. Five American Mexicans. One Peruvian immigrant, one Latvian immigrant, one Russian immigrant, one from the United Kingdom, and one from Australia.
And folks, just so you don't send me the emails because I don't want them, I'm not saying all white folks are rednecks, but some are. But we're not going to have any of those there. We're just going to have regular American people of different extractions. And by the time this thing jumps off, James, I'm sure you're going to have a nice representation. Now, I'm not into the multicultural thing, and that's not necessary. I mean, I can go places and be the only black person there. It doesn't bother me if there's Americans there. But I just want to get the point across that you're not restricting this to any one group of people. Everybody is not only welcome, but desired to be there.
That's correct. I also have two wheelchair-bound participants. I'm opening this up to... I want the media involved. I want law enforcement involved. We've got a lot of involvement with a retired career policemen and detectives, some current police officers and detectives. Have an FBI agent who is not going to be down there, but is giving us advice on the side to make sure that we're not doing stupid things. And generally, as long as we're not a group calling for insurrection through violence and things, he said the FBI is not even going to be interested in you. They said if you were a terrorist group, yes, but they're not even going to be interested in you. All you have are a bunch of people coming down to Arizona
to point out what the government is not doing.
Yes, and to operate under the cornerstone of this whole country, which is the First Amendment, the freedom of assembly, the freedom of speech. And he says, if you keep it that way, you're not going to have a problem.
Now, Jim, I got somebody on the line who's got a clip they're going to play for us. Ev, are you there?
I'm here.
This is Evelyn from Irvine, and Ev has a clip that she's going to play. She's here on the radio. She couldn't get it to me so I could play it, so she's going to play it. I hope everybody's able to hear this. Ev, are you ready with that?
I am, and I just wanted to say that Fernando Guerra said those words that you played. He is a professor at Loyola Marymount, and he said that at the Latino Summit response to Prop 187 at UC Riverside in January 1995.
Unbelievable.
So what I'm going to play for you now is directly has to do with Jim Gilchrist's Minuteman Project. On January 20th, Thursday, January 20th, Inauguration Day, there were some protesters down there on Pennsylvania Avenue organized by ANSWER, International ANSWER, A-N-S-W-E-R. And one of the characters who was down there protesting was Juan Jose Gutierrez. Juan Jose Gutierrez used to have an organization called One Stop Immigration, where he helped register people to vote, primarily illegal aliens, non-citizens. And he also organized a huge parade in October 1994, where tens of thousands of people marched through L.A. waving Mexican flags. And he was doing that in collaboration with guess who? Fabian Nunez. They both led this parade against Prop 187. And Fabian Nunez is now one of the most powerful men in the state of California. He is the Speaker of the California Assembly. And here is what Juan Jose Gutierrez said protesting the inauguration.
I work with the immigrant community, primarily Latinos in L.A. And let me read something to you. It says, the nation is devoured and plundered by the menace of tens of millions of invading illegal aliens.
Ain't it the truth?
At the current rate, listen to this. At the current rate of invasion, the United States will be completely overrun with illegal aliens by the year 2025, only 20 years from now. The ugly consequences of an ignorant ignored U.S. Constitution is already taking place. And it goes on and on. These are American fascists, Nazis, you know what I mean? They call themselves the Minutemen, and they're convening thousands of races in the state of Arizona to stem the flow of undocumented workers forced by the exploitation and true plunder of American capitalists forced to come here. And they want to come to Arizona and to stop the process of stopping our people from coming to America. But not just to any other America, but a piece of land that used to belong to us. That's why we are here. That's why we are here with ANSWER and with all of you, because we understand that the only way we immigrants are going to have two rights in America
immigrants
by uniting with all of you and with all of us and fighting the system and replacing it with a government for the people and by the people. Thank you very much, and I'll see you on March 19th.
Now, I ask you folks out there, if you're not worried, if you ain't mad, something's wrong. Because
free,
this guy...
Free Palestine!
Oh, yeah, free Palestine. This guy is out
free,
here...
Free Palestine!
This guy is out here now. What he's trying to do is subvent your government. He's trying to replace your government. These are Palestinian people out here protesting right alongside him. I'm not knocking anybody, but I'm telling you something. What I'm saying is this is no place in America. We have no place for this in America. Now, he has a right to say it. Don't get me wrong. But anybody who feels this way, that's what I have no place for. This man is talking about immigrants and us, we. He's not an immigrant. This guy's not an immigrant. And these people coming across here are not immigrants. They're illegal aliens. I don't know whether he was born here or not, but I know something. This guy is aiding and abetting criminal activity. And, Jim, what do you think about this guy calling you fascists and Nazis?
It's...
And, folks, I want to apologize.
It doesn't affect me at all. It just goes right over my... I mean, I've heard it for 40 years, and it doesn't mean anything anymore, Terry. And 40 years ago it did. But it doesn't mean anything. It's something that... I guess an opponent uses when
they have nothing else.
No facts.
Right.
I have the rule of law on my side. I have the Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution on my side. I have over 180 million Americans directly on my side.
I'm with you, Jim. I'm on your side, too.
You know what I'm saying?
And this guy is against us, and he's against this country, and this is really ludicrous. Ludicrous for people to even listen to this. It really angers me. Jim, I got to go. I want to thank Ev for that clip, first of all, and I want to apologize to the folks with the quality of that, but it's the best we could do at late notice. Jim, how do people get in touch with you if they want to join you? And that's what I want to do, is make sure they know how to get in touch with you.
Visit the website, www.minutemanproject.com.
MinutemanProject.com, folks. You go there. You see anything racist or below board or anything else, you let me know. I guarantee you won't, because this is on the up and up. Jim, I want to thank you for coming on. We got to move on. I got a bunch of callers I want to try to get to tonight.
Thank you, Terry.
I want to thank you for coming on. You stay in touch with us. We're going to get you the phone number. You can call in here and make sure to tell us weekly or every so often how things are going. And once it gets going, we want to hear from you, too. And I'm going to try to make it down there. I really am. And join you folks.
Well, I hope you can make it. Thank
all right,
you, Jerry.
That is MinutemanProject.com. This is James Gilchrist. Jim, we appreciate you coming on. You take care, buddy.
Good night, Terry.
All right, good night. All right, folks, there you go. Here's somebody doing something. You say you want something to do. Here it is. Arizona's not that far. You can take a drive, carpool, get four or five people together, and you know what I mean? Go on down and see what's going on. This is a nonviolent function. You go down there and see what real Americans do and the government won't do for them. Let's get straight to the phones now, folks. We are way behind schedule. Everybody, try to keep it short. Let's go to Jerome calling from Los Angeles. Jerome, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, how you doing tonight, Terry?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
All right. Terry, I was watching a program tonight, Hugh Hauser, matter of fact, as he goes around California.
Right.
And he went down there to the corner of California where California, Arizona, and Mexico meet together. And it's just, you know, it got the big fence and everything, but when it gets to the Colorado River, the fence just stops. So, and you're not going to tell me there's people there around the clock. I mean, I'm sure the illegals have figured out, you know, on holidays and
right.
nights or when it's foggy, they can just, you know, swim down the river and just come right on up. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out.
No, it doesn't.
But on a heavier note, Terry, it's just real sad, you know, as we look around here in L.A. and see the attitude, the nonchalant attitude the police department have toward illegal aliens. But even sadder than that is the way that they seem to spend an inordinate amount of their time. Let's face it.
Dealing with the black people. That's right.
Harassing black people.
They stay on us. They stay on us. But let me tell you what happens when it comes to these people. They're kind of like the unmentioned protected race of people all of a sudden. You see an illegal alien, oh, you can't touch him. He's that'd be politically incorrect. But let us do something, man. They'll build a new jail for us. They'll put us under the jail. And that's what angers me when black folks step up like Maxine Waters and Diane Watson and Jackson Lee and the rest of them and say, well, we have to unite with these people. Just like the man at the meeting I went to, his name was Carrillo, Luis Carrillo, a civil rights organizer, who says, you know what we need to do? We need to form a coalition and we can take this over from Whitey. Yeah, and that's what he's screaming. Where do we, what do we get out of the coalition? The police are on us like night and day, as they always have been, and if we do wrong, they should be. But I'm talking about things that we haven't done that they're on us for. But let one of these people do something, they don't do nothing, and it angers me. And we're steadily talking up for them, and I haven't seen one of them ever talk up for us, ever.
Terry, if we can't fix that, like that guy was saying on that tape, it's not going to be 2025. It's going to be about 2012 or 15 before it'll be so many of them.
I think you're stretching. I think you're even stretching that.
It's going to be lost, Terry. But
yeah.
We're going to have to. First of all, we're going to have to change the attitude of these police, because let's face it, there are a lot of blacks in the community. More and more are getting ticked off about the situation, but they've been treated so bad by police. They don't. I'm not talking about criminals either. I'm talking about people that just have had just some bad run-ins with police.
They don't want
to have nothing to do with no police.
Well, they're going to
have to get the police on the second hand, Terry. They know the police aren't going to do nothing about it anymore.
Jerome, they're going to have to get over that. They're going to have to get over that if they're going to survive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got to get over it. It's time to get over it all. It's time to get over slavery. I know it was horrible. I know it was bad, but that's what's wrong with us.
I agree.
We concentrating on what happened 200 years ago. We talking about some damn reparations we ain't never going to get no way, and I don't want it. And you know why I don't want it? Because I'm going to have to pay it. I'm an American, and who do we give it to? Who do we give it to? We give it to Sidney Poitier's kids? They came here. They're from the West Indies. They shouldn't get it. How do we pick who's going to get it? It's going to bankrupt this country if we start talking about that. We need to concentrate on things that affect our lives every day. And this is what's affecting us. These people are pushing us down faster than we can climb up now. It's the first time in the history of this country that black folks are on the decline. We have been on the incline since we got here, little by little every year. But now we're on the way down because these people are here taking everything. And that is a fact. Jerome, I got to go. I want to thank you for the call, brother.
All right, Terry. We're in a race to the bottom. We got to do something.
All
now.
Right. You take care.
All right. Call you again.
All right.
All right, later.
Let's go to Brian calling from San Diego. Brian, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Terry. I'm going to be emailing you tomorrow with my information, and I want you to get in contact with me because I want to talk to you off the air about some issues.
Sure.
But I wanted to basically piggyback on what you just said, man, and it's true. Basically, it has affected this illegal immigration problem has affected black people disproportionately. I work for a company in San Diego. They're FAA repair station. It's owned by two Jewish brothers. There are nothing but illegal immigrants in this company. Nothing but, and the production manager, and he happens to be the human resources person as well. He has a dual role in the company. He's Mexican, and all he hires is Mexican. And the Mexicans that he hires, not only are they illegal immigrants, but they're felons. I've spoken with one, and one has told me that he's got two strikes against him, and he's also got four DUIs. Now, you tell me if that's not racism. And like you said before, we're talking about, you know, partnering up with these people and forming coalitions and so forth. Mexicans are for Mexicans. They have their own agenda.
They're certainly
not for black people. And like you said, they have never spoken up on any issue that has affected black people.
And they never will because they don't have to. And let me tell you something. They have no interest in what we do. The only thing they do is come to us talking about coalitions when they need something. And that's the way it is. And I'm not trying to turn everybody against all Hispanic people. But if this is happening to us, why are we standing up talking about forming coalitions with people that only get half of what's going on in the coalition? That's the stuff for them. The other half, the stuff for us, don't never materialize, ever. I got to go, brother. You get in touch with me, and we'll talk.
Definitely. Thank you, Terry.
All right, Brian, you take care. All right, let's go to Barbara Cole. Barbara, not much time.
Right, Terry. I'd like to get on to the issue of the here and now, and I would like to talk about the Save Our License Initiative, which CCIR is supporting wholeheartedly. Number one, I'd like to invite your listeners to attend our meeting on the 26th, January 26th, 7:30 p.m., 9501 Chapman Avenue, Garden Grove, to hear Mike Spence, the proponent of the Save Our License Initiative. which he will be talking about what we are doing to save our state, save our license, and save our lives here and now. Secondly, I'd like to invite them to join us at the Ayers Hotel on January 27th at 3 o'clock for another rally to support this initiative, to get it on the ballot. We've got 30 days left, and we need your signatures, and we need your financial donations.
All right, Barbara, I appreciate the call. Everybody, that's good stuff.
If you want to have additional details, call CCIR 877, toll-free, no illegals.
877, no illegals. Thanks, kid. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Speaking of Save Our License, we have Mike Spence on the line. Mike, we don't have much time. Tell us what's going on with the initiative right quick.
Well, we're in the last stages. We got to get the petitions in. People can download a petition or request them at saveourlicense.com or 626-357-8237. And we also are desperately needing money. One of the commitments didn't come through, and if we're going to finish this off, you know, your listeners, not only in California but across the country, can help us out financially. That would be great. Because we got to do this. We're going to do this.
It's very important. There's nothing more important, Mike.
That's right, and we got to get the petitions back that everyone's requested. You still have till the end of the month to request them, but if you got them, send them back and then go get another one and get that filled out. Because we're going to have to do it. We can't rely just on the politicians, as you know.
That seems the way it's going to be, Mike, and we're going to have to do it on our own. This is very important. Arizona did it. We did it once before, and Arizona did it. Arkansas is getting ready to do it. We must do it again now to get this thing going. Give us a number, Mike.
626-357-8237.
One more.
Again, saveourlicense.com.
One more time.
626-357-8237.
All right, Mike, thank you so much. They need your help, folks. This is where the rubber meets the road. We've got less than a month. We've got to get this done.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Mike. We really appreciate it. You take care. We appreciate your hard work.
Great, thanks.
All right, let's go to Wendy, calling from Northridge. Wendy, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Make it real quick. First of all, the guy was right. You were absolutely brilliant early this evening when you first got on the program.
Thank you, Wendy.
Absolutely wonderful.
I appreciate it.
We're going to throw a fundraiser for you, Mr. Anderson, on February 3rd, 2005 at the Granada Forum, and you will be speaking there as the host. And everyone who comes donations will go to your show to keep you on the air, because you are a great man and a great person and a great American. And I'm more than honored to call you a fellow American.
I appreciate that, Wendy. Yeah, I will be speaking there, folks. You want to come on out and hear what I have to say. I'll bring the fire with me, I promise. And I'm going to give you what's up to date that week, what's going on, because there's always something new. And I will let you know what's going on in the world of illegal immigration. I know a lot of you don't read as much as I do and see what I see and hear what I hear. But I'm pleasured and honored to be invited to speak there.
Okay, our phone number is 818-385-4003. That's 818-385-4003. And that's February 3rd, the first Thursday at the Granada Forum.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'll see you then.
We'll be talking about this again next week.
Absolutely.
All right, Wendy.
Thanks
for the call. All right. Let's go to Greg real quick. Greg, not much time.
Hello, Terry.
Greg calling from Phoenix.
Wanted to just update you on another Arizona project, the National Consumer Boycott. We've got about 9 days to go before this kicks off on February 1st. This past week, we saw a lot of progress. Your listeners are working hard out there. We saw a major jump in this last week on the spread of the word, getting it around and everything. Sherry wanted me to mention that there were some volunteers today at the gun show in Las Vegas, and they handed out over 1,000 flyers on the boycott. Also wanted to remind people that this is not really a protest. This is trying to accomplish this to kind of go for the throat. As you mentioned, Terry, in your opening monologue, which was great, there are this 71 congressmen standing us between us and a tidal wave of illegal aliens here that might wind up getting amnesty.
That is truly the thumb in the dike.
And we've got to do something. We have got to take control of this situation. I just want to tell people to keep working hard and get the word out. Again, it starts February 1st, and we need to keep working all the way through February to continue to get people out there. We're trying to reach 20% of the population in the U.S. That would roughly work out to about 50 million people, 2 out of 10 households. And you can get more information at sherrycorrell.com. That's SHERRICORRELL.
All right, Greg. Got
Thank you very
it.
Much, Terry.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Good luck.
You too.
All right. Real quick, let's go to Al calling from Riverside. Al, not much time.
Okay, real fast, Terry. I want to urge your listeners to call our political representatives and ask about Mr. Gonzalez's background with La Raza.
You
want
go.
To find out about that now and have it aired now, not when he gets in office. Secondarily, I want to take on these ecological idiots that keep telling us to have smaller families. At the same time, they won't do anything about immigration.
Isn't that amazing?
All right. Now, David Gelbaum, who's given lots of money to the Sierra Club, said that if you bring up immigration, which immigrants use cars and resources just like everybody else, you notice that they don't ride horses and sleep in tents. They get into urban sprawl and damage the ecology just like everyone else does. Says that if you touch immigration, I'll stop sending money to the Sierra Club. But then he says, well, I'm not telling the Sierra Club what to do. You see the influence of money again there.
Yeah, there it is.
So if these people, I want you to challenge these ecological people. Said, look, if you want us to do our part, then you have to cut back on immigration. By the way, after I mentioned Gonzalez and Gelbaum, how do you reform the record holder?
I don't know.
We hold the record, both in California's population is bigger than Canada's, the U.S. population is third in the world, and yet we get the most criticism.
Yeah,
think
we
about that, Terry.
Got to go, Al.
Love you, Terry.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
All right. Let's go real quick to Rosie calling from West L.A. Rosie, you got about 45 seconds.
Okay. First of all, when are you going to be on 60 Minutes, or did I miss it?
No, you haven't missed it. They're going to let us know. I haven't heard from the producer, but we'll give them a call and see what's going on.
Okay. And did you hear about on John and Ken a couple weeks ago, this woman talked about this teacher in Inglewood who's telling her students in an elementary school to write to Schwarzenegger for him to... keep them the illegal aliens' licenses. Did you hear about that?
I didn't hear about it, but John and Ken covered some real good stuff. What they should do with this woman is fire her out of the school district there and then lock her up in jail.
Yeah.
Not for free speech, but for indoctrinating minds like that on things they shouldn't even be. She should be teaching them how to read and write. I bet they can't even spell cat.
Yeah, and speak English either.
Yeah, they can't do anything, but she's going to tell them who to get their people to vote for and what to be. Unbelievable. Rosie, I got to go.
Borders, language, culture.
That's a good one.
Take care.
All right. Gene, Olin, Mike, the rest, I'm sorry I can't get to you. Board's full, folks. End of the show, and we still got them calling in. I can't get the show's over. It just goes so fast. I want to thank everybody that helped and called tonight. And I also want to remind you this week with the swings, really good pieces. Social Security and Guest Worker Program Made Simple and Who's a Terrorist? Good stuff. This week with the swings, you can read it on our website. Stick around for Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy Kay. And I want to thank Carol DeLee for taking your calls tonight. And I also want to thank my engineer, Mike Reed, engineer par excellence, who never makes a mistake, except for about 3 weeks ago. And I'm only kidding, Mike. And I also want to thank all of you who participated. Remind you, we need your help to stay on the air. The calendars, we still have the Terry Anderson Show calendars. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I'll give it slower next week. Don't forget those three websites we talk about, theterryandersonshow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
The Terry Anderson Show, sponsored by the Friends of Terry Anderson on 870 KRLA.
News Talk 870 KRLA, Glendale, Los Angeles, USA, where your opinion counts. A service of Salem Communications. Up to the minute news.
KRLA News Time, 10 o'clock. Trying to figure out why.
I'm Scott Green in the KRLA News Center. The Department of Fish and Game in Los Alamitos says over 1,500 Humboldt squid have washed up on Laguna and Newport beaches. Mike Morris has more.
Marine biologist Valerie Taylor says city workers are cleaning up the giant squid from the sand, and they have a warning for those thinking of picking up some free calamari.
The bulldozers were out burying the squid, and they were advising people not to, you know, go near them or take them home because, you know, they could contain dangerous levels of bacteria.
It's believed the squid found its way to Orange County after getting caught in the warm current. In Los Alamitos, I'm Mike Morris.
KRLA Southland weather, partly sunny with a high of 71 degrees. Currently at 63 in Los Angeles, 62 in Costa Mesa. KRLA News.